So tomorrow, Thanksgiving, which has always seemed to me an essentially religious event. That is, you can't be grateful to somebody. You can't be grateful without being grateful to someone. And I think this throws some light on the difference between being seriously religious and being in some vague, indeterminate way spiritual. Because I have yet to find out anybody who is spiritual to tell me the shape of that kind of spirituality. And it is precisely the notion of being grateful to someone that is the very heart of religion. Great Joan Chittister has made this very clear in one of her many books, as has All the Saints, for that matter. So I'd like to try to talk about the anatomy of gratitude a little bit, because it is not self-evident, I don't think, what gratitude is or how it's structured. And I make a couple proposals. First of all, I think that there is, in all cases, a development of religious consciousness. It doesn't come all at once. And I think there's multi-leveled consciousness as well. So when I speak kind of an anatomy of gratitude, I would like to try to lay out some propositions and see what you think. A theologian friend of mine once said to me that religion begins with this moment of awareness. I am my existence. I have my existence. And this is itself a sign that I am loved. I'm not a fluke of the universe. I'm not a cosmic accident. I am my self-consciousness and my hopes and my expectations and my self-understanding are basically embraced by that primal consciousness that I am loved. And if I am loved, then therefore I can be grateful. I must be grateful if I'm to be authentically human. I think that's the initial stage. And then I think it goes beyond that to an awareness that not only am I of love, but everything in the universe is given to me as gift. I mean, we're back to the book of Genesis now. That all created reality is a gift. And so the ripples of gratitude expand. And finally, I think articulated in the Hebrew prophets and that great prophet Jesus above all, I think the final stage of gratitude is this vision that Isaiah paints. The mountain of the Lord will make a home, will make for all people a feast of rich food. That's the standard metaphor for the kingdom of God. A wedding banquet. It was the most joyous and buoyant of the events in the history, in the lives of Jews, who usually didn't eat very well and get along with each other perhaps very well. But a wedding banquet was supposed to be marked by a plenitude, an inexhaustible plenitude of food, of nourishment, of nurture. And I think that the final stage of gratitude, of religious consciousness, is this awareness that God will include everyone in the kingdom. That's not my consciousness. Most of the time I'm preoccupied by the vicissitudes, as one great writer has put it, the sorrows of living on this earth. I wish there were plenty. So I was, that faith, which is the basis of gratitude, is always a struggle. Necessarily, always a struggle. What is more prominent? What is more foundational? The giftedness of my own life, of the world, and the prospect of the kingdom of God, of us human beings really being reconciled to each other, It is a struggle. And the question becomes, what is more foundational? The vicissitudes of life, of which there are so many, of this other reality out of which I try to plant my life and have everything grow. I think the biggest obstacle, besides all those vicissitudes, is our normal understanding of life, which is namely that of commodification. What do I mean by that? Everything has a price. Everything has a price. I think this is standard. As I see the kids in class every day and hear their understanding of religion, those few who want to even express it. Everything has a price. Everything has a price. God's price, as they explain it to me normally, is obedience. And it is pathetic that after 40 years of teaching that that kind of pseudo-religious consciousness emerges more and more as really foundational, as what really structures the whole of religious observance. And we are responsible in the church for much of that, I think. Just in the church, but in the world. And it's very difficult to escape our fundamental self-definition in North America, namely, we are consumers, first, last, and always. We are consumers. Therefore, we are able to put a price on everything. Therefore, the notion of freedom and gratitude is simply made impossible. If that's what we are primarily, gratitude has no place, because I deserve what I get. The great sense of entitlement which plagues us in North America continuously. So, a couple of things. That to retain that primal intuition that my life is a gift, I did not call myself into existence. However mysterious my life is, and we are all mysteries if we are candid with each other and with ourselves, life is essentially mysterious. Who I am is essentially mysterious. But until we have that foundation on the sense that I am, even more than who I am, is a gift, we get no place, I think. Finally, it always throws me, in the last few years I've been aware in the saying the words of the canon of the Mass, the figure of Jesus, and the night before he died, Jesus was canny enough to know that he had made big trouble for himself. He knew, because he knew in the Hebrew prophets, that probably his life was not going to end well in the normal sense of the word. I don't think he was surprised. It is wonderful, the text of the canon says, and he took bread and broke it and gave thanks. That's what I would like to say is the kind of religious consciousness of Troja. This business of gratitude for life, for the world, for everything, and above all, Jesus' vision of the kingdom. Until we have that as the absolute central focus, axis of our existences, we are simply dancing around the edges of religion. You know? We're not really there.